This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once upon a time, IBM stood for International Business Machines. But the company hasn't made any actual machines in years. Since it got rid of its hardware divisions, it's been selling two things to business customers, software and services. And today, the company took another big step in that direction. Big Blue is spending $34 billion to acquire the open source software and cloud computing firm Red Hat. It is the biggest acquisition IBM's ever made, a bet on the big market for cloud computing. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
We all know there are different types of clouds in the sky, right? Stratus clouds are closer to the ground, and cirrus clouds are way up there. Well, clouds for data work the same way. Companies put some info on servers far away, but not all of it. Kim Forrest at Fort Pitt Capital says sometimes you need the info lightning quick.
Who knows where this is over in China, over in Europe, you don't know where the cloud really is. All of that back and forth takes too long. So you have to have stuff close to you, like the guts of your business.
Having some clouds close and some far is called hybrid cloud. That requires the different clouds to talk to one another, and Red Hat makes software to do that. That's a big reason IBM bought the company. Together, Red Hat and IBM hope to take on the big boys in cloud computing, Amazon and Microsoft, says Chris Gardner at Forrester Research.
This is a proactive approach to say, look, we don't want to be in their shadow when it comes to hybrid cloud. We want to be a first-run player.
IBM hasn't been first at much lately. Michael Cusimano at the Sloan School of Management at MIT says Big Blue came late to mobile computing and then the cloud. Now it's trying to catch up.
You know, it's still an important company, but it's not a growth company anymore. It's a shrinking company. The big challenge for the CEO, Ginni Rometty, is to figure out how to grow again.
This is a pricey bet. $34 billion for Red Hat is 63% more than what the market thought the company was worth on Friday. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.